a pop history quiz for you. Which state was the very first to recognize the importance of civil rights, important enough to create a civil rights commission whose mission was to ensure each citizen receives equal protection without discrimination? The answer, Michigan. It was 1963 when Michigan voters approved the plan to set up the first civil rights commission in American history. 50 years later, the newest director of the Michigan Department of Civil Rights is a former state trooper, and he's the first Native American to lead the Civil Rights Department. Matt Wiesau, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate that.
Well, Governor Snyder appointed you to lead the Department of Civil Rights, and you started in your new job October 28th. Going in, I wondered, what were your thoughts about the overall civil rights environment in Michigan?
Well, I think the overall civil rights environment, I think, is probably not much different than it's been for a number of years. We still, in my opinion, are one of the most segregated states in the country. We have large pockets of different ethnic groups in this state. And I think the effort of this department should be a little more proactive, a little more educational on getting people to understand and be more inclusive across the board of everyone's culture.
Why do you think that is? Why here we were, the first state in the union to recognize the need for a civil rights commission. Why do you think there's been this kind of slacking off, if you will?
You know, that's an excellent question. And if I had the answer, or previous directors had the answer, we'd probably be out of business, which wouldn't be a bad thing. I really don't have an answer for that. All I can tell you, it's been my experience, because I sat on the commission for 8 years prior to receiving this appointment, that every director has had a focus to try to be more proactive in getting people to be more inclusive of folks that move into the state and even those folks that are here. It's just going to be a job that we're going to have to continue to do for a long time, but hopefully at some point there'll be a little less work out there to do.
As a Native American, have you experienced discrimination?
No, interestingly enough, very, very little. I was born and raised in the west side of the state, southwest corner, and quite honestly, I come from a little town called Bangor, and we were, as a recognized Native American family in my school system, in my community, we were almost celebrities. It was a big deal for us as kids to grow up in the Bangor school system. We had a rather small African American contingent, and quite honestly, very proud of my community. We were really colorblind back in those days. It would have been the late 60s, early 70s. It was just a great place to grow up. So the answer to your question is no, I did not experience personally any of that.
And it actually sounds like something you'd like to see existing today in cities across Michigan.
Well, you know, it wasn't that hard to do as a kid. I'm not sure what the difficulty is now. So, yes, I would love to see that, and I'm proud to work in this department to see if we can get a little better at it.
Kind of wondering that, what areas of discrimination are your personal priority?
My personal priorities, I don't think they're any different than what has been on the plate of the department for years. You know, we mentioned the highly segregated piece. I think it's a responsibility for us all to work and do everything we can to get people to recognize that it doesn't take any effort to be fair and treat people equally. I have a hard time understanding why we go to the effort of being unfair and discriminatory when it's just as easy to be just the opposite. So that'll be one of my efforts. I think one of the things that we're going to focus on here in the next year or 2 years, whatever the case may be, is expanding our education and outreach. I firmly believe that there are a lot of citizens in this state that really don't recognize one, that we exist as a department, and two, what is our mission, which is to protect the rights of all people and make sure there's equal access to everything for everyone.
I'd like to shift over to the issue of LGBT.
Sure.
You've got the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, which is Michigan's law to prohibit discrimination, and it offers protection for religion and race and color and age and sex and on, even height and weight, but there is zero protection for LGBT people. Why is that?
That's a question I can't answer. That's a question that's only going to be able to be answered by the legislature. The commission, the Civil Rights Commission, for probably the past 30 years has been supportive of that change in the fair treatment across the board for everyone. I don't see that changing, so we will just monitor what the legislature does, and you know, if that law is passed, then we will go to work to do everything we can to educate everyone out there on what the law means and the fair treatment of everyone.
Is there anything you can do, or you as the State Civil Rights Commission, is there anything you can do to advance LGBT rights and working with the legislature?
I'm not sure to that question, Cynthia. I'm not sure if there's anything we can do that hasn't already been done. You know, that is something I can certainly look into. I don't know the answer to that one.
I know you've served on the commission. What do you think the public mood in Michigan is today regarding offering civil rights protection to LGBT men, women, and teens?
For the most part, I think, in my opinion, I think if you took a survey, I think the survey would say that they want the law amended and the LGBT community added as a protection. But as you know, when you read various articles and listen to people talk, some politicians are kind of, you know, hesitant to make that vote. But I think as our population gets younger, I think attitudes have changed in that regard. So I think that there's probably support for that change.
Michigan's certainly been back in the national spotlight with Schuette versus the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action. You have Michigan's Attorney General at the Supreme Court last month defending the constitutionality of Proposal 2, which, of course, bans the use of affirmative action in admissions at public universities in Michigan. From your perspective, is affirmative action linked to civil rights?
You know, you could probably make a case that affirmative action is linked to civil rights. I'd rather look at it as an issue of diversity. You know, when some people look at affirmative action, you know, it's a case to, you know, right past wrongs. I don't know that if we necessarily have to do that, if we're willing to just be more diversified in what we want to do, be more inclusive. You know, if we were more diversified, you wouldn't need affirmative action because you would already be accomplishing what you need to accomplish. So that's how I would like to do that. You've got the affirmative action argument out there, but if we can educate folks and get them to be more inclusive, to get them to be more diversified, I think we can still accomplish the need to make this a one Michigan.
As I mentioned when we began our conversation, you've been in the office for just a little under a month, but let's say you and I sit down in a year. What do you think I'll see that is new or different about the commission because of your direction?
Well, what I hope you see is a better understanding of what we do. I think as I've made my travels, I visited all of the offices last week and chatted with people and what we do and the successes that we've had in our inability to discuss in a lot of cases areas where we have been successful when you look at housing discrimination and equal opportunity employment complaints that we investigate. There are, as I'm beginning to understand, there are some restrictions on exactly what we can talk about publicly in our successes. We're going to take a look at that and hopefully promote what the mission of the department is. And I think in a year's time, I think there will be a much better understanding by the citizens of this state what we do. And by virtue of that, I think we can create an atmosphere where there will be less complaints, less violations out there. That is going to be our aim and our focus for the first year.
Matt Wiesaw is the newest director of the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside, Matt.
No, you're welcome. Thank you for the call.